Sluts of you, zogt the Mishnah. Cherem kahanim ein lam pidyon, ela noisnim lekahanim ketruma. If someone designated an item as a cherem specifically for the kahanim, the item receives kedusha which cannot be removed through pidyon, redemption. Rather, the kedusha remains until the item is given to the kohen, and then it becomes kulin because the pasuk states lo yimachar b'lo ikal. Rashi adds, however, cherem bedik habayis yesh lam pidyon. If you designated the item as a cherem specifically for the maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash, the item receives kedusha which can be removed with pidyon. Because as Rashi explains, tadai tadahochi achreminu do ein ro lebedik habayis elamoyis. Initially intended for pidyon because only the value of the item can be used for the maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah proceeds with the machlokes regarding stam charamim. If one designated an item as a cherem, but he did not specify to whom. Yehudah Meseri says, stam charamim lebedik habayis. A stam cherem goes to Hekdash because the pasuk states, kal cherem kodesh kodeshim hu l'Hashem. While the Chum holds, stam charam l'kehanim. A stam cherem goes to the kehanim because the pasuk states, kesteha cherem l'kohen ti achuzasi. And the Chum hold, we use the pasuk of kol cherem kodesh kodeshim l'Hashem to teach, shechal al kodesh kodeshim al kodeshim kal. The kedusha of a cherem can take effect even on karbanos of all types. As the Mishnah elaborates, machrim odem es kedoshav, bein kodesh kodeshim, bein kodeshim kal. A person can designate a cherem on the existing kedusha of a karban, in which he gives to Hekdash the worth of his share in the behemoth, which depends as follows. In neder noisin demeyan. If he had made a neder to bring a carbon and he then set aside this behemoth, he must give Hekdash the worth of the whole animal, because as Rashi explains, since if the behemoth dies or is stolen or lost, he's liable to bring another one, the carbon is considered his. And if he donated this specific behemoth for a carbon, he gives Hekdash only the type of the worth of his benefit in the animal, because as Rashi explains, since if the behemoth dies or is stolen or lost, he's not liable to bring another one, the carbon is not considered his, as the Mishnah explains. Shur zel oila, oim din kama odem reitz elitin, b'shur zel ha'loisi oila, afa pishen rishai. If he donated a bull for a carbon oila, and then declared it a cheirim, he gives the amount that a person who's not obligated would pay to bring a carbon as an offering to Hashem. And ha'bachar bin tam bin bamum, machrim an oisai. One can declare a cheirim on the bachar regardless of whether it was unblemished or it had a blemish. And the Ketzad Poy Demoisai, Aim Din Kama Adam Reitz Litim B'Bachar Zeh Litnoi Leben Bitoi or Leben Achaisai. He gives the amount the person would pay for this Bachar to be given to his relative Akain. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yehuda derives the halacha of Machrim Adam as Kadasha from Rabbi Shmuel's source in the next Mishnah. And the Gemara proceeds with the following incident. Hu Gavar Dachar Minu Lenichse B'Pum Badisa. Someone had designated a cherem on his asset, but did not specify to whom. Rabbi Yehuda ruled, Shokol Arba Zuzi V'Achel Alayu, V'Shadina B'Nahar V'Lish Trulach. He should redeem the cherem with four zuz and throw them into the river, and now his assets are mutter, because he holds stam charam lebedik habayis. While Ula said, Ihavoy hasam, havi yivne kul lekahanim. I would have given all his assets to a kain, because he holds stam charam lekahanim. Now, apparently both agree that charam apply even in today's times. And there are more questions both from the brayso that states, Rav Shimon ben Yochi Omer, Ein tzedei charam nohagin, el bezman sheyavol naig. A field can only become a cherem in the times when yavol applies. Because the pasuk states, V'hoya asada b'tzeisa b'yevul kodesh l'Hashem kistei acher. The Gemara reconciles, L'kasha ha'bet makarkoi ha'bet metaltli. Only charam on land depends on yevul, because the pasuk specifies kistei acher. While charam on movable objects do not depend on yevul, and apply even in today's times, and makarkoi d'chutz l'aretz can metaltli d'Eretz Yisrael dami. The land outside Eretz Yisrael is considered like metaltlin, to which charam do apply. Zok the Mishnah, Bishmol cites a contradiction of two psukim. Kasav echadem retaktish, v'kasav echadem loyaktish. The Pasuk in Parashat Re'eh states, Kol ha'bachar taktish, while the Pasuk in Parashat B'chukos states, Ach b'char loyaktish. Yev shalem taktish, sh'ar kevar nem loyaktish. Yev shalem loyaktish, sh'ar kevar nem taktish. We cannot say that there is an obligation to consecrate a b'char because the Pasuk states loyaktish. And we cannot say there is a prohibition against consecrating b'char because the Pasuk states taktish. Therefore, we must reconcile as follows. Ha'ketzad. One can consecrate a Bukhar for Bedik Abayis in which he pays the worth of its benefit to Hekdash, but one cannot consecrate a Bukhar to become another carbon. And these psukim are the source for the halacha of Machrim Adam Es Kadasha. While the Chum in the previous Mishnah that derived this halacha from the pasuk called Cheirim, they hold the Yakdash teaches Miboy Leilulav, one who consecrates a Bukhar for another carbon transgresses a Loisase. And Taktish teaches Noil Bukhar Be'edre Mitzvah like Tisha. One whose animal gave birth to a Bukhar is obligated to consecrate the newborn for a carbon Bukhar, even though it already received Kedusha from birth. Hanulach Perakam HaMakdash Sadeu, and Baruch Hashem completed the 8th Perakam Sekhla Serechin, and we now begin the 9th Perakam Moichas Sadeu, Be'ezus Hashem. Zakta Mishnah. Someone who sells an ancestral field during the times that Yevil applies is forbidden to redeem the field before 2 years have passed, because the Pasuk states, the sale must be for at least two crops of 2 years. And after 2 years, the seller can redeem the field by dividing the sale price per the years from the time of the sale until Yevil, and he pays for the years that remain from the time of Pidyon until Yevil. If one of the years was a famine, a drought, or the Shemitah year, the year does not count for the 2 years because the field cannot produce crops. If the buyer only plowed but did not sow the field, or he left the field barren, the year does count for the 2 years because the field could have produced crops. Rav Eliezer says, if he sold a full-grown field before Rosh Hashanah, the buyer gains this crop along with the two crops in the next 2 years for a total of three crops. Because the Pasuk states, b'mispr shnei tevuos yimachlach. Pa'am sh'adam eichel shalash tevuos b'shtei shana. The word shnei implies two crops, and the pluralized word tevuos includes a third crop. And this teaches that the buyer can possibly cut three crops in 2 years. The Gemara proceeds with the machlekes regarding ha'meichel sedei b'shnas yevel atzma. The person sells a field during the actual year of Yevil. Rav says, mechura v'yaitzah. The sale is effective, but the field immediately returns to the seller and the buyer forfeits his money. While Shmuel says, "Ein mechur kalikar," the sale is not effective at all, and the seller must return the money to the buyer because there's a kavuchemer. If Yevil terminates an existing sale, and the field that was sold before Yevil goes back to its owner, certainly Yevil prevents a new sale, and the field cannot be sold during Yevil. Now, Rav generally agrees to this type of kavuchemer regarding an Amar Avriya, a Jewish maidservant, as the Brisa states. Yachol yimkar adam es bidikashin ara. Father cannot sell his daughter as an Amar Avriya once she's a naira, matured as a 12-year-old, because there's a kavuchemer. If after she already is an Amar Avriya, where she was sold as a katana, a minor, she goes free when she becomes a naira, certainly when she's a naira before she's an Amar Avriya, she cannot be sold to become an Amar Avriya. However, Rav makes the following distinction. The sale of an Amar Avriya who is a naira is not affected because she can never be sold again. While the sale of a Snei Chuz in Yevil is effective because it can be sold again after Yevil.